Good morning, everyone. This is Robin from New Jersey. Can you hear me? Loud and clear. Minister Robin, go right ahead. Thank you very much. As always, thank you so much, Sister Willa, for stepping up at that last minute. God is so good, and He is faithful. We welcome you, Master's family. We welcome you to the Master's Call on this Trust in the Lord Thursday, and that is exactly what we're doing because we know that He is in charge. We know that all things work together for our good because we put our trust and our faith and our confidence in Him. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings this day to the Master's Call. And the Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010. And our founders are Dr. P.K. Roberts out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. And she was on the call yesterday. What an awesome, awesome blessing to hear from her. And also Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Dallas, Texas. And right now she's in Prairie View, Texas, taking care of her parents. Them being faithful to the Lord, saying yes to His plan and His will. And we thus have the birthing of this call, the Master's Call. Well, we also have a mission statement, and our mission statement is that we want to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And the scripture that we stand on is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." We put God first in everything that we do. We start our day off with prayer. We end this call off with prayer. We have praise reports. We have prayer requests and even a thread that brings us together that also believes in our Master, Lord Jesus. But before I even go into that, I want to tell you about our email address. We have an email. Send us your prayer requests. Send us your praise reports. And even if you would like to become one of our prayer intercessors, please do so. Just send us a quick note, and we'll get back to you. And the email address where you can do that and send your information to is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We also have a website for you. Many of us, we have other things that are going on in our lives, whether it's ministry, work, raising a family, and you may not be able to stay on the call. And that's okay because God is so good to us. We have a website where you can go and you can download our messages. You can listen to them, and they all have been archived from day one. That's right, from October 2010. And the website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's the Master's Morning Call, and that's all one word, .wordpress.com. And the thread that brought us together is Artists International. Artists International is a health and wellness company founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and they are sold out to Jesus. It's a Christian-based company, and they put God first, and because of their faith and their trust in the Lord, the company is succeeding. The company is excelling. The company is growing. And many of us are Artists International distributors. Dr. P.K. Roberts is one, Dr. Vanessa, myself, all of our prayer intercessors. So we have that common thread, and we thank the Lord for that. But it's okay if you're not a distributor. We welcome you. We're glad you're on the call. Go back to the person that invited you and let them share with you about this awesome call, about this awesome company, excuse me, and find out more about Artists International. And before I turn the call over to have the atmosphere cleared so we can hear the woman of God,
family, you know we love to pray, and I'd just like for each one of you to just lift up Dr. TK today. She's having a procedure done. We know that all is well. It's a minor procedure. God is in charge. But lift her up today as you go through your day. And also lift up Dr. Vanessa. She's in Prairie View, Texas. The surgery with Miss Josie, her mom, was a success. So rejoice as you go through your day today, thanking God for what he's doing and what he will continue to do in our founders and in our founders' family members. Okay? So without further ado, I am going to call Minister Candy. Will you please come forward and will you open us up in prayer? Minister Candy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you, sister. God bless you.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, with thanksgiving and praise, we honor you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for giving us your son, Jesus, who gives us salvation. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for a life that is centered around you. We thank you for delivering us from sin and shame. We thank you for the opportunity to join together as a praying family each morning to fellowship and lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, we open our ears to hear your word, and we open our hearts to correct where we have erred. We ask you to bless each listener, bless our speaker, bless the founders of this call, and bless the founders of artists. We release the anointing of the Holy Ghost and bind the forces of the enemy on this call. We loose on this call today the power of the living God, the only true God, the God who created heaven and earth. And Lord, God, we seal this prayer. We seal this prayer. We seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for clearing the atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Back to you, Robin.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Candy. Praise God. Well, family, we are blessed today to have Minister Kathy Washington come back and share the uncompromised word of God with us. Minister Kathy, she is a Georgia peach. She's a native of Georgia. And she is a mom. She is an awesome wife. She is an entrepreneur. She's a businesswoman. She is faithful to what God has called her to do. She's an author and a dynamic speaker. And her purpose is to fulfill the God-given purpose God has given her on this earth. She partners with the love of her life, Reverend Joseph B. Washington II, and she teaches others how to walk in the God-given purpose that the Lord has given them. So I will bring to the line now our sister who is victorious in Christ Jesus. She's also an artist distributor. Minister Kathy, are you there?
God bless you, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sister.
Thank you so much for the kind words and introduction. Praise the Lord to all of you that are on the call this morning. We give God honor and praise for this wonderful day that he's given unto us. And we bless the Lord for the prayer warriors who stand in the gap and really intercede for this family. Praise God for our founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Just bless the Lord for what you all do in our lives. And we just thank the Lord for everyone that's on this call this morning. I praise the Lord for another opportunity to come before you. I never take it for granted, and I honor him to be able to share in the word of God with you. The last couple of times that I've spoken, we're talking about let it go, let go, and let God. Let go and let God. And we're going to conclude that series today with you in your hearing. Just by way, I'm going to briefly try and do a quick introduction and conclude with our barriers to letting go and also what do we do
What are the things that, what is the solution? What can we do to truly let go? We talked in the beginning about a story of a young lady who was whitewater rafting with her friends, and the water was really crazy and very difficult, so much so that she fell overboard. And when she fell overboard, she wasn't quite sure. She was afraid, of course, and held on to a branch and caught a hold of that branch, thinking that that was going to give her stability and really save her from going over the cliff. And the bottom line of the story was friends were shouting, "You've got to let go of the branch in order for us to help you, in order for us to get to you." And so we talked further about, you know, what are some of the things that we, you know, that prevent us from letting go and letting God. And we talked a little bit about fear, and we talked about worry, we talked about doubt. Those are the three things that we'd already talked about previously to this call. Would love for you to go back and listen to the previous recording and can get all the scriptures to support you. Well, as I was thinking last night, and this seems to happen to me often when the Lord has a message that's brewing in my spirit, I started to think about what does it really, really mean to let go? I mean, you know, simple words, let go. It means to release. It means to surrender, to really give up your will, your way, and what you think you should do and how you should do it. You should surrender all of it to God and say, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." In fact, Jesus is our example. That's exactly what he said in the garden. He said, "Father, not my will, but your will be done in my life." So he let go and allowed God to perfect the will that he had in his life. And so what we've talked about up to this point has been three barriers, and I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the ones that I think that hopefully will minister to each of you this morning. And then we're going to talk about a solution. What is truly the solution? Our scripture text came from Psalms 55. And when you have an opportunity, we'd love for you to read that scripture, Psalms 55 and 22. It simply says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail." And the Message Bible says that we can pile all of our troubles on his shoulders. Oh, I'm so glad today that his shoulders are broad enough to handle every care, every concern, every trouble, every disappointment, everything that could come in your life. His shoulders, he can handle it. He can take care of it. As a matter of fact, I'm hearing the word now saying he will perfect those things which concerns you. Whatever it is today, I am going to encourage you. I want to encourage you, implore you to let it go and let God. Well, there are some other barriers that I want to talk about briefly. One of those barriers I want to talk about is guilt. And maybe you're saying today, Sister Kathy, I feel guilty about what I've not been able to do for the cause of Christ and what he told me to do. I didn't do it. I didn't do that. I did something different. And so you have some guilt and you have some, you know, some stuff there that you need to release. Well, I want to give you some scriptures because we are here on the Master's Call, and as believers, we stand on the Word of God. The Word is what keeps our foot from falling, keep us from slipping. It is the Word of God that is the lamp unto our feet and light unto our pathway. So when we stand on God's Word, his Word will never let us down, never fail us. So if any of these things, barriers that we're going to talk about this morning, if there's any of them in your life, the way you get rid of them, eliminate them, is to put the Word on it. And guess what, child of God? You have the authority as a believer to use the name of Jesus to bind up. He gave us the keys. Hallelujah. He gave us the keys to the kingdom. We can bind up everything that's not like him, every spirit, every barrier, every challenge, bind it up and cast it out in the name of Jesus. So we're talking about guilt and eliminating, getting rid of the guilt that you might feel so that you can truly let go of guilt and let God. So the scripture reference is going to be Psalms 32, 1 through 2. I'm going to read a couple of these, but I'm going to just give them to you so you'll have them. Psalms 51 and 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your generous spirit. Psalms 103 and 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. Bless the Lord. Isaiah 43 and 25, John 8, 36, Romans 8 and 2. I want you, when you get an opportunity, to read that if you're dealing with guilt and you're having difficulty letting go of the guilt of the thing that you didn't do or the thing that you did and you regret that, I want you to speak the word of the Lord. Bind up that spirit of guilt and say, you got to go. I am going to let guilt go so I can let God have his way in my life. What if you're dealing with the barrier or the challenge of temptation? And because you've been tempted in various areas, you feel like you can't let go and let God because that temptation has been there, that thing that has prevented you from moving forward and doing what God has called you to do. I want you to look at Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He loved you. Even in the midst of it, God loved you. Romans 13 and 14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. 1 Corinthians 9, 27, 1 Corinthians 10, 13, Hebrews 2, 18, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. So bless the Lord, you can get rid of that, let go of that temptation today so that God can truly have his way in your life. What if you are one who has a barrier of procrastination? Maybe you put off things that should be done today for tomorrow. Oh, I'll get to it. So I'm having difficulty, Sister Kathy, letting go of the procrastination so that God can truly have his way in my life. Let me tell you some scriptures to help you with that. Psalms 90 and 12. So teach us, Lord, to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That's Psalm 90 and 12. Proverbs 27 and 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Matthew 26 and 41. Watch and pray. Love this one. Lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26 and 41. 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, the latter half of that scripture says, behold, now is the acceptable time. Not tomorrow, now is the acceptable time. So let's get rid of procrastination. Eliminate that out of our spirit because now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Praise God. We can get rid of these barriers today. We've already talked about guilt, temptation, procrastination. What about resentment? What about the things that you've resented God for? You didn't do this for me, Lord, or this didn't happen the way I thought it was going to happen. And so there's a seed or a spirit of resentment. I want to encourage you today to let it go. Let go of that resentment by standing on the word of God. Matthew 6, 14 through 15. If you forgive men their transgression, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their transgressions, or their trespasses, excuse me, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So, in other words, you've got to forgive yourself, not just forgive other people, but forgive yourself and others for what you feel they should have done. And if you've got to forgive, let go of the resentment today, forgive. forgive and let it go. 1 Corinthians 13:5. Ephesians 1:6. Ephesians 4:32. I want to give you some scriptures today because that is what we stand on here on the Master's Call. Thank you, Lord. Also, if you have a barrier of anger, you're one that's quick to get angry and quick to have a spirit of anger, I want to encourage you to let that go as well. Let go of anger today. Stand on God's word. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 25:15, patience can pursue a prince, and soft speech can crush opposition. My God, that's a good word. Romans 12:19, Ephesians 4:26-27, Ephesians 4:31, James 1:19-20. Want you to get rid of anger, and sometimes anger can have a close cousin of frustration, and I want you to know that you can get rid of that. I was even studying this on last night. I had a situation that occurred and was just frustrating trying to help someone that was in a situation, and I was over at our warehouse, and we didn't have the product that was needed at the time, and I felt frustration kind of rise up, and I thank God because God checked me. Even as I was there, he said, let it go, let it go, let it go, and I'm so grateful today that we as believers can be sensitive to the Spirit of God and sensitive to the what he is saying in our ear, if we would just listen. So when I got that check in the Holy Ghost, I said, okay, I got to release this. I got to let it go because God has another way. And the Lord would have it that someone else had exactly what that person needed. These products that we have with Artists International are so absolutely awesome. They are changing people's lives. And so we just give God praise. I thank God for that opportunity just to even be transparent and share on this call that we're not all perfect. We are making, you know, steps every day toward heaven. And so when the Holy Spirit checks us and he says, I need you to let that go, I need you to release that thing so that it doesn't hinder you and I from our relationship. So let me tell you what else you can do. Now that we've talked about the barriers, you've heard, we talked about worry, we talked about doubt, we talked about fear, we talked about guilt, we talked about temptation, we talked about anger, we talked about resentment as well as procrastination. The final one that I want to tell you about, and I think this is my 10th one, is failure. What if you're dealing with the barrier of failure and you're trying to figure out, well, God, I've tried it before. I've done this and that, and it still has not worked out for me. I failed at it. Well, you know, I've heard once and my husband say often that, you know, failure gives you an opportunity to try again. Well, I want to encourage you as believers to stand on the word of God. Psalms 37:24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his right hand. Hallelujah. Psalms 103:10, Psalms 103:13-14, Habakkuk 3:19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on his high heels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, bless God. I thank the Lord for all of those barriers that we can now get rid of because we not only have the keys to bind them up, but we got the word of God to stand on to totally eradicate them from our lives. So let me just tell you briefly as I bring this to a close, what do you do now that I've eliminated these barriers? What do I have to do now? Sister Kathy, tell me what I got to do. Well, I believe Joshua 1:8 speaks boldly to us. It tells us to meditate day and night on the word of God. It told us to be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. That's what Joshua 1:8 says. Be strong and very courageous. Glory to God. I'm going to try to read that for you real quick. I'm going to read it. I believe I have it now in the Living Bible. Can't get my hands on it right now. But you all know the scripture says, be strong and very courageous. For the Lord, he's with us, and if we meditate on his word day and night, we'll have good success. So when you have an opportunity, the other thing that I want to share with you as I bring this to a close, I feel like I'm out of time and I apologize. I want to encourage you to trust in the Lord. At the end of the day, when we have done everything that we know to do, to let it go and let God, it really, really requires you to trust in God. I mentioned on a previous call that we used to play a game as kids, and that game was called Fall Back. And my brother would get behind me, and he'd say, just fall back. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you. And I wasn't always sure if he was going to catch me, but I trusted him enough that I would fall back. And sometimes when my cousin would come over, I didn't trust him as much, so I didn't fall back. Now, when we sit, even when we go to sit in a chair, we know that chair is going to hold us up. We have trust and confidence that chair, whatever it's made of, is not going to let us fall. Well, I want to encourage you today that you serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. You serve a God that will not let you fall. If you choose to let go of these barriers today, let go of every frustration, let go of everything that could hinder you from being all that God wants you to do, be, let it go and let God so that he can truly perfect his plan in your life. I love each and every one of you today. I bless you for the opportunity. Dr. Vanessa, Minister Robin, I'm going to give it back to you, and forgive me for going over. God bless you now.
Wow, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kathy. Letting go and letting God. I know that's what I'm going to do today. I try to do that. I am not perfect, as she said. There are things that I need to look at. I'm going to download this message and look at some of these things and say, okay, Father, I am going to let go and let you be in charge of every area of my life. I know this was a blessing to each one of you. Sister Tammy, will you please come forward and will you close us out in prayer? Sister Tammy, are you there? Sister LaShawn, are you there? Well, praise God. I will go ahead. Minister Kathy, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Robin. They may have the star six to unmute themselves. We're doing double duty this morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Minister Robin? Okay. Yes, she is.
Minister
Sister
Robin,
Tammy, yes. Close us in prayer,
okay,
please.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the word that has come forward on today. God, we thank you that you are our light and our salvation, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for another day. We thank you for the minister who has come forward to give us the word that you have given her, Lord God. We will trust you, oh, Father God. We will let go and let God. We ask that your will be done, oh, Father God, on this earth. Lord God, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. We thank you for their obedience, oh, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to wrap them in your arms and keep them during this time, oh, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, for a special blessing for Dr. Vanessa, for her faithfulness, oh, Father God, and peace during this time, oh, Father God. We thank you in advance, God, that you will continue to strengthen her, Lord God, and give her even a new anointing for this season, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, and we rejoice, Father God, for Mother Josie's well-doing, oh, Father God, for her well-being and coming through surgery, oh, Father God, very well. Lord God, we lift up to you our prayer request on today, oh, Father God, the Brady family, Lord God, for peace and comfort. Sister Linda Marie Gaines, oh, Father God, Alana Smith, Jackie Henderson, oh, Father God, Valerie Magnum and her family, oh, Father God. We know that we cannot call them all by name, oh, Father God, but you know what each one needs, oh, Father God. You know what they stand in need of on today. Lord God, we thank you for those prayer requests and even the ones that are unspoken, oh, Father God, for those who are on the call, oh, Father God. We ask, Lord God, that you look into their hearts, oh, Father God, prick their hearts and their minds right now. Let this word fall on good ground on today, oh, Father God, so that your word will not return unto you void, oh, Father God. We know that we can stand in expectation that it will do what it is sent out to do. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you will continue to bless those who are associated with the call, God. We ask for your anointing, Lord God, in this time. We ask for healing for Sister Tiffany, oh, Father God, and justice in the courtroom for Sister Amber, oh, Father God. We ask for your Jehovah Shalom, God. Give us the peace that only you can provide. Father God, we thank you, and we seal this word that we've received on today, God. We will go out and be ministered in the marketplace on today. Father God, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you, O Father God, for what you've done and all that you're going to do. Hallelujah. We believe, O Father God, that all is well. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. We give you honor and we give you all the glory. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Tammy. And I would like to add to that, as I mentioned earlier today, our founder, Dr. PK, is having a surgery. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We know that she belongs to you. We know that you sent your son with healing on his wings. We thank you, Father God, that she has favor, Dr. PK does, Lord, with the physician, Lord God, with the anesthesiologist, Father God. You are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, and we decree and declare that that room where the surgery will be performed, Father, is filled with the atmosphere of your peace, not the peace of the world, but Jehovah Shalom's peace, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are the great physician, and you will strategically touch the hands of the physicians as they go forward and perform the procedure. We thank you for a good report. We thank you for a quick recovery. We thank you, Lord, that your word will not return void unto you. Your word is going forward as we've sent it to all of these prayer requests and to our founders in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Minister Kathy, thank you so much for the word. Sister Candy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Willa, for jumping in as usual. We love you, the Masters family. Have a blessed day this day, serving the Lord. And don't forget to let go and let God. We will speak with you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.